Second half of the speaking introduction to the Ecclesia Bible Translation. June 22, 2019. Will Wade, contributing editor. The Ecclesia Bible Project website is made to restore the purpose to deliberate and then to vote for or against any controversial Bible translation considered by the majority of the Ecclesia to be important instructions needed to be deliberated in Bible translations. Today, this makes the only true open for dispute Ecclesia Bible translation the first time in the history of restoring Bible truth to entire world that we know of. The written use of the translated Bible word Ecclesia will explain what the purpose of the Ecclesia of God is when compared to the false translation of the passive name of blasphemy church. The name church is mistranslated in two Bibles, and most all churches have completely stopped the established court of deliberation of any and all competition needed to discover what truth is through the established conduct of warfare through Ecclesia. This the Ecclesia Bible is in continual electronic edit mode as disputes over Bible translations are settled by the court of the entire Ecclesia to make the most trusted Ecclesia Bible translation the most trusted Bible translation in the entire world. On this website www.ecclesiabible.com, keep looking for print and other changes in this open Bible translation and see what the changes are to make your salvation certain. We the Ecclesia of Christ believe when the world of saints see the great advantage of restoring Ecclesia to unite the saints of God, there will come a time that a world of computer programmers will volunteer to help make this special website made to deliberate to settle any disputes, help to make this Bible translation easier to read and to unite the saints of God. Even now you can easily learn how to use this electronic version of the Ecclesia Bible translation. If you are not computer savvy, do not let what appears to be complicated stop you from learning how to use this Bible. Like driving a car, in trial and error, you can easily learn how to use this Ecclesia Bible translation. For the student, verse search is made electronic easy to use any search engine for books and chapters by simply learning to use the prefix as a quick reference. For the Bible teacher or preacher to find and to quickly show on a monitor and then hear the Bible speak the verse out loud to the audience can be manipulated simply by just giving the correct verse number or numbers in braces. For the preacher or Bible teachers of the Ecclesia to easy program verse search to instantly find and read the text out loud or just listen to the Ecclesia Bible, literally upon thousands of braces are added for electronic sound text speaker. Multiplied thousands upon thousands of braces are added to the electronic version, so you can use the computer to manipulate in the translating project the word onto a screen, and at the same time speak the text of the Bible. You can eliminate speaking so many verse numbers, that speaking numbers can cause to distract from what is being said. Many hands with laborious and tiresome nights and days of adding braces, and the time-killing search for mistakes to try and make certain numbers will make this the Bible of choice for Bible teachers, or for those who like to listen to the Bible speak. In this Bible, translation braces are added so that your computer can be made to read the text of this Bible without reading the verse numbers. To find and read a certain Bible verse, learn the prefix numbers, and you can easily find the verse number. The huge task to make the Ecclesia Bible ready to print then all these multitudes of numbers, and the braces must be removed from the electronic version, and leave only chapter and verse numbers. We recommend the software Text Aloud by NextUp Software, for the Ecclesia Bible translation. We ask this company to make their software more compatible and more user-friendly for the Ecclesia Bible. The most human-like voices are Mike and Mary voices, that are made by AT&T Software. In the electronic versions of the Ecclesia Bible is written in the front of each book of the Ecclesia Bible is given a prefix letter and number. The letter O is the prefix for the Old Testament. The letter N is the prefix for the New Testament. Learn the order numbers of the books of the Ecclesia Bible. Use this example, go to search to find the book of Exodus chapter 12 verse 1. The first step is to go to search and write the prefix number is 02, 12, the O is for the Old Testament, the number 2 is for the order number of the book of Exodus, and the 12 is the chapter number. Next, make the CZ verse search to find Matthew chapter 16:18. Go to the computer search, then write the prefixes N1, 16, the N is for the New Testament, the order number of Matthew is 1. N1, the last number N1, 16 is the chapter number. We also add the last numbers in the index reveals how many chapters are in each book. More translation notes about the creation record. The restoration of the gospel truth in this Bible translations, we believe, will convince to begin to multiply saints of God by the millions, just like the saints were being multiplied by the millions in the first 300 years. Truth restored in this true translated Bible record, it is easy to prove that Christ fulfilled the only sign of Bible time to prove he is the Christ. The only sign Christ gives to prove or to convince that he is the Son of God is the sign of Jonah and time. Again, take note, the sign is only the sign of time that is given in the entire Bible to prove that Christ is the Son of God. We have warned you that in all the most popular Bible translations, they have all changed all the set times of God in their mistranslated Bible records. It is impossible to read any of the most popular Bible translations and then see the awesome sign of time that proves in the true translated gospel record that Christ is the Son of God. Jonah said, "I went to the bottom of the mountains, 3 full days and 3 full nights in the heart to the deepest parts of the earth," Matt 12:38-40. Jonah 2:6, "I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, the earth with its bars closed upon me forever, yet have you brought up my life from the pit, O Yahweh my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered Yahweh, and my prayer came in unto you, into your holy temple." The spirit of Jonah did not die, but his body died, and the spirit of Jonah fainted as his spirit was separated from his body, and his spirit went to the lowest part of the earth, to the bottom of the mountains. The mountains are floating on molten magma that has cooled, and solidified rock that has become lighter than the molten hot magma. The floating mountains are like an iceberg that float in the ocean. The largest parts of the mountains that are floating are below in the deepest parts of the molten magma. The record is teaching that Spirit of Christ, like Jonah, went to the deepest part of the magma, or the lowest parts of the earth, and he was resurrected from the lowest parts of the earth. Ephesians 4:7, "But unto each one of us was the grace given according to the measure of the gift of Christ." 4:8, "Therefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men." 4:9, "Now this, he ascended, what is it, but that he also descended into the lowest parts of the earth?" 4:10, "He that descended to the lowest parts of the earth is the same also that ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things." The sign of the Christ, our Redeemer, and in the heart of the earth, or into the deepest parts of the earth, Christ was in Hades or hell for us for 3 full days and 3 full nights. Matt 12:38-40. One of the most damning of all false Bible translations is false Bible translations that will make their mistranslated Bible record teach that Christ lied about being 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. False Bible translations make a world of unbelievers and a world of Bible agnostics when they translate their Bibles to make Christ appear to be a liar. Then, because of false Bible translations, complete ignorant and foolish men will make all kinds of the most stupid arguments to try and prove Christ did not mean to say that he will be looking backwards, 3 full light periods and 3 full dark periods in the heart of the earth. In this true Ecclesia Bible translation is restoring the sight observed naturally occurring time mode. This Ecclesia Bible is easy to prove the fact that Christ was in the heart of the earth 3 full dark periods and 3 full light periods, time in that order. Paul said, Christ was resurrected from out of the deepest parts of the earth, or from out of the heart of the earth, like the spirit of Jonah, that, when his soul spirit fainted only temporarily separated from his body, the spirit of Jonah actually went to the bottom of the mountains, the heart of the earth. Geologic fact, a mountain is floating in the molten magma of the earth is like an iceberg floating in the ocean. The larger part of the mountain rests much deeper into the molten magma of the earth. The day Christ died, he will fulfill prophecy. Daniel prophesies that Christ will stop the sacrifice and the oblation in the middle of the Greek Sabbath, in the middle of the 7-day solar cycle, or the 4th solar day of the Hebrew Shebua. Christ and his crucifixion will stop the sacrifice and oblation in the middle of the 7-day solar cycle, the Greek Sabbaton. The middle of the Sabbaton is the 4th day of creation, Sidan 9:27. This solar day of the Luke 227, the crucifixion on day of preparation of Passover day to kill lambs, Luke 22:7. In artificial time, the 4th day of creation will encompass the artificial measure of Tuesday night and the daylight period of Wednesday. Note Luke 23:54, Christ was crucified on the 4th day of creation, and finished being entombed at the supper hour of God, at the beginning of the new solar day, the Greek AP Phoskodusk, or lighting up the night, of the new solar, the beginning of the fifth day and time to celebrate the old Passover. Christ was finished being entombed as the new day at dusk on the beginning night of the solar day, to celebrate the Jewish Passover. Matt 28:1 Christ is recorded to resurrect at dusk, the beginning of evening, in the solar day Mia at Epiphoskodusk, or at Epiphosko is the lighting up the night of the new solar day Mia, or the cardinal numeral the one day. The Greek Mia is the Greek name for the solar day that Christ resurrected. The Bible solar day Mia is declined as the feminine from the masculine hys, if you will spell hos. The neuter of hys is the Greek word hen. Mia the first declension as the cardinal numeral 1. The resurrection on the solar day Mia is totally impossible to be correctly translated for Christ to resurrect on the first day of the week of the seven sky gods, as is mistranslated in all the most popular English translated Bibles. Measure time Christ is in the heart of the earth looking backwards. Looking back from the resurrection moment, Christ was in the tomb exactly 3 days and 3 nights precisely as Christ prophesied. Matt 12:39-40. Get ready to learn Bible truth. This Ecclesia Bible translation restores to the Bible record the power of God to convince the Bible is from God. It is now 1700 years and now past time to fulfill prophecy and time for a true Ecclesia Bible translation so that the saints of our God can be restored to the everlasting kingdom of our God. Note, the purpose of this Bible restoration of the Ecclesia Bible is translated to fulfill the prophecy Daniel 7:25-27, and this Bible translation restores laws of God that have been changed with written names of blasphemy in other more popular Bible translations. This Ecclesia Bible fulfills prophecy and restores to the true Bible record the awesome power of God in the Gospel of Christ to convince the most doubtful that the Bible is God-breathed. The Ecclesia Bible translation is divorced from Catholic Bible translations and restores the true resurrection moment and the power of Gospel of God in the laws of God to convince the most doubtful that the Bible is from God. This Bible translation removes from other Catholic Bible translations names full of blasphemy Cr F 17:3b that are mistranslated in other translated Bibles, and the Ecclesia Bible restores gospel truth in the Bible, the astronomical miracles of set times or times set by God to worship according to this prophecy. See Daniel 7:25. Read this Bible prophecy in this Ecclesia Bible. This true translated Ecclesia Bible calendar is an observation-based calendar, and the Bible solar day in this Bible translation is not designed by God to be measured artificially with clocks. The beginning of creation of 7 days in the eyes of God is not measured as created solar days. In the eyes of God, on the first 3 days of creation, note carefully, there is no sun created to measure the days of creation. The sun is not used to measure any time of God when creating any of his days of creation. The measure of the days of creation cannot be called solar days, because for the first 3 days God did not create the sun to make solar days for any of his days of the creation. The first days of creation are made without the measure of the sun, then it is reasonable to believe that all the other days of creation God did not measure any of his days of creation by rotation of the earth upon its axis to determine days of creation by the sun. The sun that will be created on the fourth day, to measure the solar days for humans and all other created creatures living on earth. Note very carefully, the solar days of God requires the measure of only one revolution of the earth upon its axis. This creation of the sun on the fourth day of creation is only to make solar day for created creatures living on earth. Again, take careful note, for the eyes of God, the sun does not determine the time measure for any of the first 7 days of the creation in the eyes of God. Today, the modern discovery by the astrophysicists of the awesome power of dark energy and dark matter will be created by God first at the moment of the beginning of creation. Bible readers and believers to be saved must accept true scientific discoveries that agree with the Bible records, or they will never get astrophysics and scientists to accept the Bible in public schools. In the creation record, this Bible translations will speak truth where the Bible speaks, and this Bible translations is silent where the Bible is silent. This Ecclesia Bible translation restores the true resurrection moment to the world. Again, take very careful note, to put great power in the gospel record, the Ecclesia Bible translations will translate the true resurrection moment of the Christ. This true Bible translation restores the parallels of the astronomical miracles of God that will establish in the Bible record the greatest power in the gospel of Christ to convince the Bible as God-breathed. All the written records of Bible time declares that Christ will resurrect precisely on a solar cycle that is parallel to the exact same exact moment that God created the awesome power of the dark. Even if you do not understand true Bible time, do you see the power in what we understand to be this fact? The same moment that God said let there be dark is the exact parallel to the same moment that Christ resurrects from the tomb. All the different writing that teach Christ resurrected at the beginning dark of the first day of creation. Take note, if the written record of Gospels could not be twisted, and if the record is written to show Christ resurrected at dusk at the end of the Sabbath day, and is written so clear it cannot be translated to a Sunday morning resurrection, the Catholic Church rejected these writings as not being any part of their Bible canon. The best of the two different manuscripts of the Gospel of Barnabas, the one manuscript that was not violated by some ancient scribe, shows clearly the true resurrection moment of the Christ at the end of the Sabbath day. This record of Barnabas on the resurrection is written so positive that it cannot be easily mistranslated or twisted to make a sunrise resurrection. The record of the resurrection moment according to the Gospel according to Peter cannot easily be mistranslated or twisted to make a Sunday sunrise resurrection. We do not need these Gospel records, so we did not add these Gospel records to the Ecclesia Bible translations to give fodder to the critics of the Ecclesia Bible translation. Christ resurrected on a solar cycle of the same moment that God created time, and to near the same second, or the exact parallel, to the same moment of the creation of the entire universe. Learning this fact alone restores an awesome convincing power to the Gospel record of Christ. Note, all the saints of God are justified, made sinless or passed over or saved, given rebirth through the exact moment of the resurrection of Christ. We in this Ecclesia Bible translation record, we restore the power of the Gospel of Christ to convince and to save through the resurrection moment of the Christ. Please read these Bible verses, Rom 4:25, Rom 6:3-7, 1 Pet 1:3, 1 Pet 3:17-21. If Christ did not resurrect, we would still be in our trespasses and sins, 1 Cor 15:17. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain, you are still in your sins. This Bible translation restores the saving resurrection moment of Christ on the 18th day of the moon named Abib as the exact solar parallel of all Israel leaving Egypt, and the saving of all Israel on the miracle night of the 18th day of the moon Abib, and the saving of all Israel as they were immersed by God in the sea and in the cloud when they crossed the sea in the night of the 18th day of the resurrection. Moon named Abib, see 1 Cor 10:1-3. The saints of God are not to speak pagan names, like modern Jews that give the pagan name of this moon they name Nizon, the pagan Babylonian god of thunder, weather, and crops. See the moon time parallels of the 18th day of the moon, that puts convincing power in the Gospel of Christ of the resurrection night of the 18th day of the moon. 18th day of the moon parallels that saves all saints and gives new or rebirth to all the saints of God. The resurrection moment, which is a parallel of ancient salvation night of ancient Israel leaving Egypt and crossing the Sea of Reeds in the night of the 18th day of the moon. Study this subject in the Ecclesia Bible translation. Also see this website describing truth in the days of creation by Ralph Griffin, www.siteofthelordcreation.com. Start Bible translation of the book of Genesis, 1 Genesis 1:1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. 1:2. And the earth was empty, formless, gaseous clouds, and the created darkness was upon the face of space, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. 1:3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. 1:4. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. 1:5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was creation of the beginning dark of the evening, and there was the creation of the beginning light of the morning, one day. Translation notes, do you see clearly God created the awesome power of the dark before he created the light? Restoring Bible Set Times of God, in True Ecclesia Bible Translation. So if you learn anything powerful to convince the Bible is from God, then learn from this Ecclesia Bible Translation True Bible Set Times of God and His True Gospel Record. God said Isaiah 45:7, I formed the light, and made the dark. Day 1, the Hebrew Yamakot, the Greek equivalent is Hemeremia. Day 1. When translating gender inclusive in the Hebrew Yamakot is Dehi is 1. The Greek Hemeremia Deshi is 1. This is how the words of the ancients were spoken, but one of our first Hebrew instructors admonish us that we cannot correctly translate this record into the English as gender inclusive. Christ did not resurrect on any pagan day of the week of the seven sky gods. Christ resurrected at dusk on the day Mia, and this resurrection moment must not to be associated as any part of the pagan day Sunday, or the first day of the week, or the Wiku of the seven sky gods, as is mistranslated in all the most popular Bible translations. The Hebrew and Greek are conjugated backward to the English, making the record say the number noun written in the cardinal numeral set and is expressed in the Hebrew as Yamakot, or in English day 1. In the Greek is expressed as Hemeremia, or in the English as day 1. Conjugate backwards to the English is correctly written the cardinal numeral noun the one day. This word of the name of the first day is not written as an adjective first, but written as the name or noun, the Hebrew Yam, or the Greek Mia. The name Bible Greek name Mia is written and spoken similar to the pagan name Sunday, which also is a noun. Sunday is name when spoken gives authority and ownership to the day to give glory and honor to the God of the sun. The word week is an artificial measure of the 7 days of the seven sky gods. Take careful note, the English language does not have a word equivalent for this Greek cardinal number named Bible Damia. All Bible words that do not have word equivalent in the English must be transliterated, and the Bible student must learn word definition for any transliterated Bible word. This name of first day of creation is cardinal number name, a noun, of Hebrew or Greek Bible New Testament Damia. Be honest, do you ever hear any Christian say that their Christ resurrected on the Bible day named Mia? Most all say their Christ is a pagan Christ that resurrects on the pagan first day of the week, or on a Sunday. This is a serious false Bible translations made to deceive the saints of God, and change the resurrection moment from the beginning night of the day Mia to a Sunday sunrise resurrection on the day of the sun sky God. For over 1,000 years Christians do not speak the name of this Bible resurrection day Mia, but instead speak pagan Bible first day of the week of the seven sky gods. If their Christ resurrected on first pagan weekday, then this Christ is pagan. Most Christians are ignorant of false Bible translations, and most Christians do not live by any true Bible days. Most all Christians today are deceived, and they live the everyday lives by false translated Bible days of the ancient pagans. The ancient pagan artificial measure of the weekdays named to give glory and honor to the days of the pagan sky gods. If your Christ is mistranslated to resurrect at sunrise on a Sunday, the first day of the week of the seven sky gods, and because of false Bible translations, do you keep your Lord's Supper of your resurrected Christ at time to break your fast on a Sunday morning? Then God have mercy on you when you have become in your worships just as pagan as you can get. If you keep your Bible days named and measured in Bible translations after the pagan sky gods, then you are made to be a pagan by keeping your Bible mistranslated resurrection day made for worship of pagans. You cannot get any more pagan in keeping a Bible translated for pagan than to have pagan Bible time mistranslated in all your most popular Bible translations. You have been warned. The modern astronomers and astrophysicists identify the weekdays that are measured with clocks as the artificial time measure. Not once is the artificial measure of a week or month written in any parts of the ancient manuscripts of the Bible records. The ancient or the modern artificial measure of the Roman calendar is a carbon copy of the more ancient pagan calendar of the more ancient Egyptians. All solar days of the pagan Roman calendar are named after pagan gods, so when the name of the sky gods are spoken, the names of days are designed for you to give the name, or your respect of the authority, that gives glory and honor of each day, to a pagan sky god. Note, the number names of the Bible solar days of God does not give glory and honor to some pagan sky god, like the Roman artificial measure of calendar days. the artificial measure, the need for a clock, of the Roman calendar days are named so that when the name of the day is spoken, the person will be speaking to give glory and honor to the artificial measure of the weekday to one of the seven sky gods. Some will argue that when they speak the name of a pagan god of their day, they have no intent of giving glory and honor to the pagan name of a god. Members of the Catholic Church make the same claim. They do not worship the stone statue of Mary, when they will with their mouth actually kiss, and then bow down to speak and worship directly to the stone statue of their Virgin Mother Goddess Mary. God did not give the names of his days of creation to other gods, like giving glory and honor of the time of your life to the sun god, when saying Sunday or Moonday. God commands his saints not to speak to give glory and honor of your lifetime to the war god Tuesday. Like saying the name of the war god Tuesday will give glory and honor of the time of your day to the war god too. Will you speak the name of the war god to give your day the time of your life you speak to give glory and honor to this war god too of Tuesday? Some will say I do not say today, to give glory and honor of my day to the Teutonic war sky god Tuesday. God gives you warning from heaven Ex 23:13, and, in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of your mouth. By speaking the names of days of the pagan gods of the week, your words are to made give glory and honor to the seven sky gods. Just how much pagan are you in keeping mistranslated Bible days of the pagans? Not civil days, but Bible days. Note carefully mistranslated Bible weekdays of the seven sky gods, such as the day of the sun god or Sunday. The first day of the week is mistranslated in all the most popular English Bibles. The word week or the pagan waku is an artificial measure of time. Sabbatin is a natural occurring Bible time. How will the saints of God ever correct their pagan language when living in the paganism that has been built into the social language of our modern pagan society by the ancient mother of all churches, the Catholic Church? Introductory translation notes to the book of Genesis. Again, take note, on the first day of creation, in the eyes of God, there is no sun, no moon, and no stars created to measure Bible time in the creation of the first 3 days. Again, take note. The Ecclesia Bible translation will restore the awesome power in the gospel record. God will create astronomical miracles that parallel other timed and set time miracles in other astronomical set time events, and then set as a time to worship. In all the most popular Bible translations made first by the Catholic Church in the Wycliffe Bible, they change this natural occurring Bible time to the pagan artificial time measure. Bible set times of God in all the most popular Bible translations set Bible times have been changed in all their false Bible translations. Natural occurring time and all astronomical set time events of God is changed in Bible translations from natural occurring time to the artificial time mode. Artificial measure of time is first made as the pagan artificial measure of time, such as a false resurrection on the day of the sun god or on a Sunday morning. This change in the Bible record of Bible time set times totally rips this great power of God to convince out of the gospel of Christ. Learn the power of this convincing truth of the written Bible records of astronomical timed miracles, that God creates these miracles at certain time intervals, and then God will put power to convince in set times that parallel other set timed events, to put a convincing power in the Bible records of the gospel of Christ. The student in biblical history read truth in the miracles made in set times in records of the astronomical miracles of set times of God will be more convinced that the Bible is truly God-breathed. The unbelievers accuse Bible writers of having total control over Bible prophecy, and some make the accusation that Bible writers simply appear to write the Bible records to do the fulfilling of Bible prophecy. These false accusers cannot make this claim in the Ecclesia Bible translation, when over 1,000 years God will create astronomical miracles, and then he will parallel other astronomical miracles, and then set these times of miracles made in astronomy as set times made to worship God. In all other more popular Bible translations, they remove these set times from their translated Bible records, and they cripple the power of the gospel of God to convince that the Bible is God-breathed. God makes astronomical miracles to parallel other awesome time events made over 1,000 years. Time events that are an exact parallel to the exact moment in time or other miracles of time events can, not in good reasoning, accuse the Bible writers of being able to write to manipulate the Bible records to make astronomical miracles of set times. this time manipulation that parallels precisely near to the very second other astronomical set time events will convince even the honest but the most doubtful scientist. Example, on a solar cycle of the exact moment of the creation of dark and the universe, Christ, in the parallel of the awesome miracles of set time of God, will resurrect the Son of God, almost to the very second of the same exact moment of God creating the first of creation of the dark and the universe. Now the 7-day solar Sabbath is the same time measure as the beginning solar day, when God will resurrect Christ on a copy of his first day of creation. Christ will resurrect on the parallel of the same exact moment that God created the dark and the universe. God creates an awesome power in paralleling the true resurrection moment to other miracles of astronomical time events. Understanding this fact of Bible set times of God will excite your mind and give confidence and comfort when you fully understand true Bible time and true set timed events set by our God. To worship, you will be made more of a believer that the Bible is God-breathed. Read this book, The Supper Hour of God, that will show many miraculous works of God made only in the night. Stand amazed. In the record of the death of Christ, in a miracle of the worldwide dark, Matt 27:45. At midday God creates a miracle of the worldwide dark, and the record of the miracle of the worldwide dark will make the shortest solar day in the entire Bible. Impossible for the worldwide dark in the death of Christ to be 3-hour eclipse. Impossible at midday the 14th day of the Moon Abib to have an eclipse at midday, when there is a full moon beginning, in 6 hours from midday. At the moment of midday in hours of the crucifixion of Christ, the sun, the earth, and the moon are stretched out precisely in a straight line. This death of Christ in worldwide dark can not be celebrated unless God makes another miracle of a short day to celebrate the death of Christ. Contrast the miracle short day for the death of Christ to the resurrection moment. Luke 22:14-16. Note, our Passover is not when Christ died for our sins, but our Passover is made in the exact the resurrection moment of the Christ. Christ died for our sins, but he resurrected to justify us, or to pass over us. Christ commands us to celebrate, do this, to keep this Passover, of our moment of justification. Our Passover is made at the resurrection moment, Rom 4:25. God in the Old Testament prefigures the meaning of Passover, and how to celebrate our Passover Supper memorial. Our Passover is to be celebrated in the homes of the believer, and also celebrate our Passover, to show, or we are to reenact the death of Christ in homes of the unbelievers, to show, to proclaim to them the death of Christ until he comes, 1 Cor 11:26. This celebrating our Passover, at the resurrection moment, in the homes of unbelievers is the key to convincing, and to the fast multiplying saints, of by the millions. Every saint has an unbelieving relative, friend, neighbor, that will allow the saints to bring their worship of celebrating the Passover of Christ into their homes. Now you should begin to see why keeping the resurrection moment, and the celebrating the Passover of the saints at the true resurrection moment in homes, in the first 300 years, was the power of the gospel of God to cause Christians to multiply by the millions. Christians multiplying by the millions did appear to be like another miracle. The saints were keeping their Passover memorial in the homes of believers and in homes of the unbelievers, and they multiplying by the millions. Historians say it was the celebrating this Passover in homes that was the power of God to cause to multiply the saints of God by the millions under the most horrific circumstances. Historians say at the end of the 3rd century they teach that there was about 30 million living Christians. See Christians History Wikipedia on the spread of Christianity. Do the math and see how fast the saints were multiplying by thousands each and every day. Because of false Bible translation, who understands the true and awesome miracle of the true moment of our passing over at the resurrection of the Christ and the celebrating our Passover at the true resurrection moment of the Christ in our homes? The record of the written moment that God created the dark on the first day. In the Greek manuscripts, all the written gospel records reveal Christ will resurrect on an exact parallel of a solar cycle, to the same exact moment that the modern astrophysicists teach was the exact moment of the Big Bang, of the creation of the universe. Even though God did not measure time by the sun to make solar cycles, God parallels the resurrection moment to the same moment he created the dark and the universe. Take note, not one of the most popular Bible translations will correctly translate the true resurrection moment of Christ to parallel the same moment that God created the dark and the universe. Why? This is fulfilling prophecy and the plan of God to try the saints for a time and a dividing of time. In most Bible translations, Bible set times of God has been changed by Constantine to deceive the saints of God that are prophesied they will be deceived for a time and a dividing of time. Time of the deception of the saints is now about 1700 years. Times of God is recorded in other parallels of time events to the same moment God created the universe, such as the beginning all-night celebration of Pentecost. The all-night celebration of Pentecost begins to be celebrated on the same moment near the very second that God created the dark and the universe. The beginning of the all-night celebration of Pentecost is also recorded as a parallel near to the exact second of the same solar day to the exact resurrection moment of the Christ. Do you fully understand this truth in what was just stated? What modern astrophysicists declare the creation to be the Big Bang, or the creation of the universe, is the exact Bible record that parallels to the second the exact resurrection moment of the Christ. Not one modern most popular Bible translations give this true Bible translation that shows the true resurrection moment, or this awesome power of the gospel of God to convince. This is just one of many astronomical time parallels that is written to put great power in the gospel record to convince the most doubtful that the Bible is God-breathed. In the creation record of this first day, in the eyes of God, the first day of creation is not a solar or Sunday, because the sun is not created to make a first solar day. Note, the only thing mentioned that is created that could give light in heaven or on the earth on the first day of creation is the non-formed gaseous elements of the earth that were gathered together and set on fire. Our assumption it was the earth set on fire from what is written. The creation record says the created unformed gaseous elements of earth is not yet formed, but to make light on the first day. The gaseous elements of the earth not yet formed is the only thing mentioned that is first created that can be set on fire. If in all honesty, have you made years of a hands-on a complete geologic study of the earth? After years of geologic research of how the earth is formed, it is easy to see the entire earth at one time was a molten mass from being set on fire by God. Easy to see in comprehensive study of geology how God has created the earth. Beware, multitudes that have never just once made years of hands-on geologic studies of the earth in their Bible teaching, but they suddenly become self-proclaimed astrologist scientists full of the knowledge of years of geologic study needed to know how the earth was created. Some that have never just once spent years in study will become all-knowing geologic professors of how the earth was created when they make arguments, but in their complete ignorance they know nothing, neither can they be convinced of truth in how our God has created the earth. 1. You can't see true geology. Deut. 32:22b. God has set on fire the foundations of the mountains. Today the foundations of the earth is still cooling to cause contraction. You can see fire in the magma that is being forced out of the earth from volcanoes. 2. You can't see true history of geology. Job 9:5. Yahweh which removes the mountains, and they know not, which overturned them in his anger. When you study geology with the eye, you can easily see a mountain that clearly has been turned upside down. 3. Be amazed and see with your eyes true history in geology. You can actually see with your eyes gold is much heavier than the host rock. In the molten mass, the heavier gold goes to the bottom of the mountains in the molten mass. When God turns the mountain upside down, the gold is deposited on top of the mountain that is turned upside down. Job 28:9. Yahweh puts forth his hand upon the rock, he overturns the mountains by the roots. To put an awesome convincing power in the Bible records, these Bible writers wrote about scientific facts about the earth and the heavens, and they did not have our modern scientific knowledge of astronomy or geology, and in no way did they get their revelation of truth from scientific learning from our modern study of earth geology. Job is the oldest book of the Bible, gives most true scientific knowledge more than any other book. 4. Anyone can observe and reason truth that muddy waters carries the weathering away of the mountains into the sea, but who in the ancient past can give the history of the time it will take to remove entire mountains and carry the entire mountains into sea? Psalms 46:2. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. As a geologist, to observe the layers of evidences of the Grand Canyon shows fossil records, of weathering layers upon layers of great mountains of sediment, once the Grand Canyon exists as a great sea. Thousands of square miles deep of different layers of sediment from great high mountains that have been completely weathered away when understood. This is irrefutable evidence of the eons of Earth time. This set times of God fits perfect in the creation Bible records. The Genesis record declares the gaseous elements of the earth are not yet formed elements in what appears today to be a near-perfect vacuum and near-absolute minus temperature. We understand the Bible record to teach the clouds of frozen gases of the created elements of the earth that are not yet formed. The frozen gases are gathered together and compressed to create gravity, and with a kind of fission set on fire to give light and to begin to form the face of the earth in the universe. To this day, astrophysicists with space and giant telescopes can see the same method of making Earth-like planets in the universe. End of translation notes. Genesis 1:6 And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." 1:7 And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. 1:8 And God called the above firmament heaven. And there was the passing of the beginning dark of the evening, and there was the creation of the beginning light of the morning, a second day. Translation notes: the second day. Note, there is no sun created to measure the day, or to make light on the second day of creation. What is now discovered by astrophysicists is, the awesome power of the dark is created only once, and the dark does not ever just once occult. When light is created by God, only the light will occult on, and off upon the dark. Take note, there are always the presence of shadows, so the dark is never completely absent, as some falsely teach. On the second day of creation, there is no sun, no moon, and no stars to measure time in the creation of the first, second, or third day. This second day of God in creation is not a solar day, because there is no created sun. Again, the only thing mentioned created that could give light on earth on the second day of creation is the elements of the created earth is set on fire a second time. Again, we can only assume the earth is set on fire to make the first light. This is the only possible supposition. Apparent time and a near perfect vacuum in a frozen space and water will begin to cool the creation of the fiery molten earth. Today this earth is still cooling with the molten magma being forced out of the core of the earth as volcanoes from contraction caused from the earth cooling. End of translation notes. Genesis 1:9 And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. 1:10 And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. 1:11 And God said, "Let the earth put forth grass, herbs yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, after their kind, wherein is the seed there, upon the earth." And it was so. 1:12 And the earth brought forth grass, herbs yielding seed, after their kind, and trees bearing fruit, wherein is the seed there, after their kind, and God saw that it was good. 1:13 And there was the passing of the beginning dark of the evening, and there was the creation of the beginning light of the morning, a third day. Translation notes: on the third day of creation, on the third day of creation, in the eyes of God, there is no created sun, no moon, and no stars to measure the time for the third day of creation. The measure of third day of the creation is the eye measure of God, and the third day of creation is not the same time measure of the eye measure of a solar day that is created for humans. Because the first 3 days are not days measured by observation of the sun, then by necessary inference none of the 7 days of creation are measured by the sun, or the rotation of the earth upon its axis. When God creates light on the third day, the record does not reveal for certain what is giving the light, but the creation of nuclear fusion, with the creation of oxygen and hydrogen. There could be gases set on fire over the earth, but take note, there is no created sun, no moon, and no stars created on the first 3 days of creation. We know this fact for certain. Modern science proves positive that on the third days of creation, from only the radiating heat from the earth together with water can easily grow vegetation, without the need for a sun. End of translation notes. Genesis 1:14 And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for the created signs, and for seasons, and for days and years." 1:15 And let them be for the created lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. 1:16 And on the fourth day God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also on the fourth day. 1:17 And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. 1:18 And light to rule over the day, and dark to rule over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. 1:19 And there was the passing of the beginning dark of the evening, and there was the creation of the beginning light of the morning, a fourth day. Translation notes about the fourth day: the sun, moon, and stars are created on this fourth day of creation, but the fourth day of creation is not created with the measure of the sun. On the fourth day, God creates the sun, the moon, and the stars to measure the time of the solar day for all that live on earth to copy their measure of their Bible solar days from a copy of God creating in the eyes of God his days created without the sun. The sun is created to make a solar day for the inhabitants of the earth. Today we know the earth is made to rotate on its axis, to make only one rotation of the earth upon its axis, to make one whole dark period followed by one whole light period, and together the dark and the light will make one solar Bible day. Humans are to copy the beginning dark of the days of Yahweh in his creation of 7 days, with only one rotation of the earth upon its axis, to measure one solar day. The sun, moon, and stars are created to set times on earth for all that live on earth. Do not overlook this fact. Except for astronomical miracles of God, all Bible solar days are to be measured with only one revolution of the earth upon its axis. With the eye, humans will measure the Bible hour of the Bible solar day, as an eye measure of a moment in time, equal to about the same as the civil artificial hour made for clocks. Time measure of all Bible solar days are not measured with clocks, but Bible days of God are designed to be measured only with the eye. Take careful note, the ancient Egyptian pagan artificial time measure of a Sunday requires 2 revolutions of the earth upon its axis to get 2 parts of 2 complete opposite dark periods to make the artificial time measure of Sunday. Clocks or man-made instruments used to measure artificial days do not determine an artificial measure in how Bible solar days of God are to be measured. In the ancient languages of the Bible, there is no written record, or there is not even a hint of artificial measure of days of the week, or a month of the 7 pagan sky gods, as is mistranslated in all the most popular translated Bibles. End of translation notes.